This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, February 11th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. A new study shows that around 40% of Americans who have been killed by COVID-19 may have survived if better political decisions were made before and during the pandemic. According to the study, if better choices were made, America's virus death toll would have more closely matched the rates of its counterparts in other high-income G7 countries. As frustrating as that sounds, the Lancet Journal study titled Public Policy and Health in the Trump Era rips into former President Trump and his inactions regarding the virus. The research paper describes Trump's lack of a response to COVID as, quote, inept and insufficient. It goes on to say that he, quote, brought misfortune to the USA and the planet. That's a fairly heavy accusation that one person had such a negative global impact. That being said, a Lancet Commission member said that the detriment of the virus was not only the fault of Trump, but also was the result of, quote, societal failures. However, you can't help but wonder that maybe if the Trump administration took the virus more seriously, the public would have seen that as an example and been more responsible with safety precautions. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that by April, it will be, quote, open season for adults to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Hopefully, at that point, we can put this whole mess of a pandemic behind us. The country's top infectious disease expert stated on Thursday that more doses will be available by spring to allow for a mass vaccination approach, and the White House plans to boost distribution. Though Fauci says that, quote, virtually anybody in any category could start to get vaccinated by the end of April, he has also acknowledged that it would take a few more months to achieve herd immunity. A Texas doctor who was fired, disgraced, and charged with theft last month for allegedly stealing a vial of the coronavirus vaccine has spoken out for the first time. And he says there's a lot more to the story. The doctor, Hassan Gokal, told the New York Times that the vial he's accused of stealing was 6 hours away from spoiling. So he scrambled to administer shots to vulnerable people before that deadline approached. He asked fellow health workers if they wanted the vaccine, but they opted out. Reportedly, Gokal gave the vaccine to someone who was bedbound and in their 90s, a woman with dementia in her 80s, and a mother whose child uses a ventilator. The last recipient was Gokal's wife, who has a severe lung disorder. In a way, it sounds as if Gokal was being resourceful and tried to keep the vaccine from going to waste. A Harris County judge dismissed the case against Gokal this month, but the local district attorney reportedly wants to take it to a grand jury. Gokal has been told he cannot return to work until the matter is fully resolved. In the meantime, however, he's volunteering at a nonprofit clinic to help people who are uninsured. People have been saying that the Bachelor franchise dabbles in racism, and this is a prime example. One of the contestants in the current season has faced scrutiny for liking racist social media posts, has been seen in previous photos wearing a Native American Halloween costume, and what could possibly be seen as the most alarming revelation was shown in photos attending a plantation-themed party. There's only a few things that come to mind when you think of a plantation, and the film Gone with the Wind lies about all of it. That list of questionable behavior all belongs to current Bachelor contestant Rachel Kirkconnell, who, ironically, is competing for the heart of Matt James, the franchise's first Black Bachelor. During a recent convo with Rachel Lindsay, the first Black Bachelorette, the show's host, Chris Harrison, seemed to really give Kirkconnell's racist behavior a pass. He thought that fans were too hard on Kirkconnell and said that so-called woke behavior did not become a thing until 2021. However, the pictures of Kirkconnell were taken in 2018, and he felt that it was, quote, a type of party that a lot of people went to. For the record, I don't know anybody who has gone to an antebellum plantation-themed party. And if they did, and I knew, we would have a long, serious conversation. After a major outcry following the interview, Harrison posted an apology. But honestly, it nearly sounds as if Harrison already told on himself. Hopefully, Kirkconnell will address her trash behavior at some point on the show before the season ends. Meanwhile, James, the current bachelor, has damn near defended the contestant in a social media post, saying that the public should give Kirkconnell, quote, benefit of the doubt. Whatever. He's already an embarrassment himself. Five members of the Proud Boys have been charged with conspiracy for their roles in the insurrection of the U.S. government last month. Federal authorities on Thursday arrested the far-right extremists after photographs and social media posts showed William Cressman, Christopher Cunha, Luis Enrique Colon, Felicia Conald, and Corey Conald of Arizona inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Prosecutors allege some members of the group were seen leading crowds as they pushed through police lines to storm the Capitol. Donald Trump messed up the GOP so much that party members are fleeing. More than 120 former Republicans reportedly gathered for a Zoom call last week to plan a new anti-Trump breakaway party. Supposedly, there were former elected officials on the call, as well as ex-officials from Republican administrations over the past four decades. The currently unnamed party would reportedly run on a so-called platform of principled conservatism. It would also field its own candidates in some races and endorse center-right Republicans or Democrats in others. Jason Miller, Trump's spokesman, called those who departed the GOP losers and said they, quote, left the Republican Party when they voted for Joe Biden. Sounds like somebody's mad that he's losing his friends. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.